Estamos a unos días de recibir el Infinite Content Tour de Arcade Fire y tenemos el gusto de conversar con Tim Kingsbury. Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Where are you right now?
I'm in Montreal.
Okay, ready to come to Mexico?
I'm excited to come to Mexico, yeah. It's going to be a lot warmer there, and I'm excited to play shows, too. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Do you remember your first show here in Guadalajara?
I do. It was in a club. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yes. Before that club, you play as a headliner in Reading and Leeds. So it was insane to go from a big crowd to a small venue.
Right. Yeah. It's fun though. I love playing small rooms. Like it's very fun. It's always way more intimate with the crowd, and I think we play a little different in the smaller rooms too. I think I think being closer together makes us tighter too.
And that's the way the band start, right? In small venues and go bigger and bigger.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, we started off just playing in people's like houses.
So, Tim, you had a very busy 2017. You released the album, have this tour. What's your balance about this year?
It is a very busy year. It's true. It's been great. I mean, I think our band is like, you know, playing together, and in some ways we're kind of firing better than ever. You know, in a good way. It is about finding a balance. I think that, you know, it's hard to be away from home so much. It's great. The touring has been really great, and I think next year we get a little break at the beginning of the year, and then we keep going into the fall and or the summer, spring and summer next year will be busy as well.
You will play more festivals next year.
Yeah, we will be doing some festivals in Europe and in North America too. I think we'll see though. Yeah, still planning that.
Cool. So, Tim, your album had mixed reviews, but the fans always go to your shows and demand you to be over the stage to give more live music to them.
Right. I think the record got mixed reviews, but that doesn't really matter. the shows have been... I honestly think the shows that we've been playing recently have been kind of some of the best shows we've ever played. Like we play really well together now, and the crowd, you know, it's been very fun. I know the record's kind of a little dark or whatever, but I think in the context of the whole live set, I think the whole thing's quite very enjoyable. I think.
How do you design the Infinite Content Tour?
How do we design it?
Yes.
So there's a company in Montreal called Moment Factory who they've been doing all the designs for our shows on this tour, there's a few people that work there together, and we kind of gave them a general concept for the ideas that we had. Like we kind of have different venues. Like we have a certain setup for festivals and a certain setup for smaller clubs, and then the arenas we were doing kind of a big in the round thing in North America, and basically we just gave them kind of a bunch of ideas, and they came back to us with actual designs for it, and then we kind of just worked with them to kind of refine it.
And how do you decide the set list for every night?
The set list usually it's kind of it's somewhat static, but then we swap in a few songs and switch things around a little bit. It's always kind of we try to balance it out so it's, you know, a few songs from every record. We kind of try to keep it balanced between the old records, the old stuff and the new stuff, and also just find songs that kind of flow into each other nicely, it's something we actually think about quite a lot.
It's also a very interesting thing, the way the stage is on every arena. It's very different kind of vibe to have the stage in the center.
Yeah, that was very fun. Yeah, it definitely changes the dynamic a lot. I think we were all. It's actually really interesting. For the first few shows we play, and afterwards, I was like, I'm way more tired than I usually am after a show. And I think it was partly just being in the middle of the room, you know, having people on all sides of you. Different. It's a very different feeling. Like you can't kind of relax the same way. You know, there's no back to look at or whatever. But it was very fun. You know, I'm glad we're gonna get to do it again.
Tim, when you release the album Everything Now, and also when you presented live on Apple Music, there was a very big marketing campaign, a very effective campaign. How do you propose to make that kind of concept around the album and around your live shows to design this marketing campaign?
Right. Well, I mean, there was a lot of different elements to it. There was kind of the Everything Now Corporation thing, which was sort of an idea that was started off almost as a joke. I mean, it was kind of a joke, and then it kind of just got you know, it was one of those things where we started doing it, and then because we have amazing fans and lots of people pay attention to our band. It kind of blew up a little bigger than I think we expected it to do. Like, it got a lot of press, and it got a lot of attention that we did. You know, we knew that we would get press and attention, but it sort of got, every little detail got way more focused on than we kind of anticipated. So it ended up seeming much bigger, you know, when it was happening than it did when we were planning it.
There's always this element about enjoy the things you're doing, no?
For sure, yeah, definitely.
And you also reflect that on the stage and on your interviews. I don't know, this you need to enjoy a lot the thing you do to have a better life.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. I mean, for us, like, you know, even planning the press campaign or the shows for sure, or touring. I mean, it's always about. But will it be fun? And, you know, because if we're not having fun, then I don't think anyone else is going to have, like, people aren't going to have fun watching the show either, you know? We kind of need to make it good for everyone, I think, in order for it to work.
Tim, is it hard for you as a member of Arcade Fire to have all this attention when you release an album or when you do a tour, because you are a very big band, a very influential band, and a lot of people is watching what you are doing?
Right. I mean, it's always a little bit funny when you put out a new record, you know, just like how people react, and like, you know, I mean, it's hard to not, you know, when you read bad reviews or whatever, it's hard to not, you know, it's hard to totally ignore it or whatever, but at the same time, I mean, like, when we're touring or when we play shows, it's like, it's always just so fun, and like, you know, and so people, you know, 99% of the people that talk to are just like, oh, I had such a good time, or oh, I really like your records, or oh, I, you know, and it's amazing. It's probably a little, you know, it's probably important for, like, I kind of, when I come home or whatever, I lead a very quiet life and I kind of hide a lot, and, you know, so I kind of need to balance it out a bit. Like,
yes.
It's not very real, you know, it's not very real to have that many people, you know, telling you how great you're doing. it's a little weird in the brain.
Well, Tim, I hope you have a very good time here in Guadalajara. Looking forward to see your show on December 2 here in the city.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait.
We also can't wait to see the Infinite Content Tour and have a good trip here in Guadalajara. Do you visit, do you do some tourists when you was here in the city?
Yeah, I did before. I actually went to Guadalajara for a wedding a few years ago, too, so I've been there a couple times. I really like it. I had a nice time. I went to the market there, and I had a nice time there, and we went to the museum, and there was, what's that artist, the Kalunga?
Yes.
I really like his stuff. That was the first time I'd ever heard of him, and I became a big fan of him after that.
Oh, well, you certainly will have a very good time here in Guadalajara.
Yeah, Yeah, for sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you so much for this chat.